I'm Callie Lampy, and you are listening to the Surfing Lessons Podcast, where my daddy shares a daily gift with you from the ocean.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Surfing Lessons Podcast. I am your host, Ryan P. Lampy, and today's surfing lesson is I'm back in the game. All right. It's been a little while since I've been on here. Man, it feels like it has been a long, long time. I think it's been a couple weeks, maybe about a couple weeks, something like that. And it seems like a long time for me because I've been doing these daily for a year now. I've been doing them for a year. I decided to take a break. And man, I tell you what, taking a break quickly leads into taking a long break. I thought I was going to take a little Christmas vacation, take a couple days off, and turn into all kinds of stories going on in my mind. Like, oh man, I should start a new podcast, do something else. And I think I will. I have a lot of different ideas swimming in my mind. But all those reasons and basically excuses made me just quit the podcast. And that's fine. I mean, there's a shitload of lessons out there. Already, and I have so many more I want to give, but just showing up, I'm telling you, just showing up every day doing the podcast, it's a big deal. And it quickly turned into like, oh man, I don't want to do this. Oh man, I'll tell you what, it's a good time to take a break. It's been a year, and then you know, a couple days turns into a week, turns into a couple weeks. I'm like, damn. And what's crazy is it's not just the podcast, the same thing happened with my surfing. Man, it's been weeks since I've been in the water, and man, 1 week quickly turned into 2 weeks, turned into 3 weeks. And shit, it's been like over 3 weeks since I've been in the water. I mean, I've been in the water, but since I've been surfing, and the waves have been really good. And it's been raining, and I have all kinds of reasons. Like, oh, I don't want to get in the water at all. And lots of time with the family. I miss this Christmas break coming up on New Year's. You know, been with the family, having a great time. By the way, it's not just Christmas break for us. We had like three birthdays in my family around this time. One, two, three, four. Shit, four birthdays, and anniversary, and Christmas, and New Year's. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. So it's constant celebration, lots going on. And in my mind, I was like, man, the last thing I want to do is, you know, do a podcast right now. But every single day, it's like on my mind. It's like one of these things, I know I should do a podcast. I know I want to do it. I know I need to do it. And I don't fucking do it. And it eats away at me. And it takes me back to this coach that I had. It wasn't even a coach. It was like a PE teacher. It was a PE teacher I had back in like elementary school, middle school. I don't remember. It's like fifth, sixth grade. And we were running like a mile and a half or something. And he would tell us like, you know, when you're running and you're tired, don't stop. Like if you have to walk, walk. If you have to jog really slowly, but don't stop. He said the two hardest things in life are starting and finishing. Now, I don't know if they're actually the hardest fucking things in the world, but I will tell you that, damn, starting and finishing are two of the hardest things. And what's crazy is once you just start, the ball gets rolling so easily. I don't know why it's so fucking hard to just start. It's so hard to just start. I get on guys all the time and create new habits in their lives, open their mind up to new perspectives, get them to try new things. And the first step, having that first conversation or writing that first note or just doing something for the first time can be so fucking hard. And not only just the first time, but sometimes they've been doing it for weeks and then they take a break and then they take a break and one day turns into 1 week, turns into 2 weeks. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Shit's falling apart. And then they start beating themselves up and I do the same fucking thing. I fall off the bandwagon, that's how I beat myself up, and I'm like, shit, what's wrong with me? And what's crazy is if we just get started, things start happening so smoothly, and the ball starts rolling, it's like a snowball effect. It's crazy. And so it's not just with this podcast, I'm starting up again, and first of all, I'm not going to do the daily podcast. I might do some daily podcasts, but I'm not committed to doing it daily anymore. I'm going to do it whenever I feel like doing it. That might be daily, that might even be two in one day, that might be once in a week, it doesn't fucking matter, I'm just going to show up and do it. I'm just having a lot of fun now, and it started out as a different game over a year ago. It started out as a different game for me, and now I have some different things in my mind, what I want to do, but I also do want to continue doing this podcast. I think it's cool, and a lot of guys love it, and I love it. I love fucking doing it, and it's also good just for me. I love just getting on here and just spitting out the stuff. So, I was out in the water today, first time surfing in over 3 weeks, and I tell you what, man, same fucking thing. Like, it clicked in my mind while I was in the water. I was using a smaller board, so first of all, I was struggling out there. Like, I was struggling to catch waves. I got out there, like, right when the swell started dying, as the tide started shifting, and the waves were really good right before I got in the water. So, I had a good time. There were lots of good waves, but I didn't feel like I was on point. Although, I did feel like, with the yoga I've been doing, I felt like I can't remember the last time my body felt so good in the water before. Like, I felt on fire. Like, I was on a smaller board, and I felt like my balance was on point. Everything was great. I just couldn't fucking catch waves. And in the waves I did catch, I was closing out on me. I was like, fuck. Anyways, I was struggling. But at the same time, I felt like I won. I was like, shit. I've been wanting to get in the water and go surfing for days and for weeks now. I got in the water yesterday. I went to Black Beach. I was naked. I went in the water. Had a fun time. It's fucking cold. Middle of winter. Oh, beginning of winter time, I guess. But I was like, shit, I need to be surfing. And the waves are so good. But I've been telling myself for weeks now, I need to go surf. I need to get in the water. I need to go surfing. And then finally today, I get in the water. And shit, just being in the water, I didn't have to catch a bunch of great waves. Just being in the water was a big win. I was like, damn, I feel great. My body feels great. My hair feels great. My skin feels great. Got a new wetsuit, put a new wetsuit on. That feels great. I got an 8-foot board. That felt great. Everything felt fucking great. And now that I got the ball rolling, I'm like, shit, let's go tomorrow. Let's fucking milk this swell out. I'm going to start surfing every day again. I mean, I'm not committed to surfing every day, but I'm like, I can get it going again. Instead of surfing every once a week, once every 2 weeks, fuck that shit. It's like, man, you're just getting it out one time. Do that one thing. That one thing that you've been wanting to do, you've been itching to do, and starting for some fucking reason. Starting, and I say finishing, but it depends on what you're doing. What's finishing? So I have no finish line for this podcast. It could be the rest of my life. It could be the next year. It could be the next 3 weeks. I have no fucking finish line. That's one of the issues. Like, that's why I stopped after a year. I was like, shit, I had no finish line. I'm just doing it. But starting is so fucking hard. Yoga, man, I took 2 years off of yoga because I injured myself. Injured myself horribly. Still recovering from it from over 2 years ago. Yet, finally, I took the courage and made the fucking decision. The courage to make the decision. And you know what? I'm going to show up and I'm going to do some yoga. I did some old person yoga. The first day, it was like 15 minutes. I was like, oh shit, I can do this. One day, I was fucking addicted. Just one day. And then 2 days, and now it's been over 2 months. Been killing the fucking yoga, and I feel my body is on fire. Got in that water, I was like, shit, I haven't been on a surfboard in weeks. I'm like, man, I just felt natural. Felt so good. My back felt so good. I can't remember the last time my back felt this good in the water. It's been years and years and years. It's been like at least 5 years. And I would say possibly attribute it to the last 2 months of yoga. But shit, I couldn't get myself to do yoga for over 2 years. For 2 years. I was like, man, I should do yoga. No, I should do yoga. I should do yoga. Now I got time to do yoga. I came up with every fucking excuse in the book not to do yoga. Now I do chiropractor. Now I work out. Now I do this, stretching, weightlifting, all this other stuff. Or not weightlifting, but strength training. Calisthenics. I don't need to do yoga. Knowing that, man, something in the back of my heart, it's like, shit, I should do some yoga. And I finally get it. It's like, damn. Now I've done yoga for at least an hour to hour and a half every single day for over 2 months now. But you just got to get started. So where in your life do you know there's a habit, there's something that you want to do that you need to do? And it's eating away at you. And you just got to get started. What is that for you? All right, guys, that's all I have for you. I love you all. No commercial for me today. Just a big good night or good morning or wherever this finds you. I love you, and I will catch you tomorrow or next time on the Surfing Lessons podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Surfing Lessons podcast. For more Lampy craziness, find my daddy on Facebook at Ryan P. Lampy, and have a powerful